Hey Trevor, what I want to discuss with you today is the question of kashering kalim for Pesach in particular, but it really impacts on our understanding of chametz and the nature of the iser of chametz. Many of you who have done Yerideya already have encountered this sugya, but hopefully I'll add a little bit and hopefully also we'll have a chance to talk about some of the practical halacha and the ramifications of kashering for Pesach. The basic halacha is that kol davar sheyavo ba'esh taviru ba'esh v'taher. The basic halacha is that we kasher kelim based on the way that they are used. Meaning something that is used directly on the fire requires libun, something that's used through water requires hagala, something that's used with cold requires some sort of rinsing out, maybe rinsing and scrubbing. But the basic idea is that I kasher kalim based on the way that the kalim are used. That's the basic halacha. What's striking is that with respect to kunshim, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav asks this kasher, with respect to kunshim, we learn that the shpudim and askalaos, that the spit that they roast the carbon on, and the askala is like a netting material that you put on top of a grill. So those things, when you have kunshim, so it only requires hagala, even though it's a davar sheyafel be'esh, even though it's something that absorbs directly al yedei the fire. Nonetheless, all that's necessary is hagala. And the Gemara in Sofa Vodazar is bothered by this kasha. Ends up the Gemara. The final answer is that there's a difference between hetera bola and isura bola. When an item is absorbed, when an iser is absorbed al yedei direct heat, that requires libun. When something is heter that's absorbed al yedei direct heat, it doesn't require libun. All that's required is hagala. So kachin, when it's absorbed, at the moment of absorption, it's heter. It only becomes iser later on. It becomes noser. So therefore, it's considered hetera bala. And because it's considered hetera bala, so therefore, all you need is hagola in the worst case scenario, even though it absorbs the ayude direct fire, all that's necessary is hagola. That's beferish in the Gemara. As a result of this, of course, anything that's hetera bala, all you need is hagola. So therefore, let's say I have a para frying pan, and the para frying pan is used for fleishiks one day. So the pashtus is, maybe we'll question this a teeny bit later, but the pashtus is all you need is hagala, even though the fleishiks comes in directly al yedei the fire, but it's a terebola. Fleishiks is mutter. Since it's fleishiks are mutter, so therefore all you need is hagala, even though it's bliya al yedei ha'esh directly. There is a discussion in the Chassam Sofer in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, unless you have a klisha eino ben yomo. Let's say this is mamish the best rabbi's trick to have. No, you have a klisha eino ben yomo. Let's say I use a fleishik frying pan for milchiks, but 24 hours have elapsed between the milchiks and the fleishiks. So the fleishiks have become nice and time of gan. I did the 24 hours. No, when it absorbs milchiks. So the Chassam Sofer and the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch discuss, maybe b'diyevin, maybe even l'chatchila, that it's not considered isur bala, it's considered heter bala. Because l'maisa, right now, I have a frying pan, it's a fleishik frying pan, it hasn't been used in 24 hours. I can't say it's an isur frying pan. When the milk comes into it, it doesn't become a basar b'chalav, it's formerly fleishik and now milchik. That's not basar b'chalav. So Ken Zayin, that all you need is hagala. This is like the best rabbinic trick to have up your sleeve, because like frying pans sometimes can't be kashered ayde libun. Let's say you have a pan that's made out of Teflon. The Teflon won't resist the temperature necessary for libun. But according to this Chassam Sofer, Alter Rebbe, etc., there is room to say that since it's hetei rabala, so we're good to go. What about chametz of Pesach? Is chametz of Pesach considered hetera bala First comments of Pesach considered Isurabullah. Sasha's shaking his head up and down. Yeah, we heard this. Right, this is a big topic in Yeridaya. You heard it, absolutely. So it's comments of Pesach, Heterabullah or Isurabullah. So the Balei Taisus, the Rishonim, deal with this question. And the Ritva has a nice presentation. Ritva quotes that according to the Ravid, Kalim Shel Pesach are by definition heterabala, and even if you have a shbud of chametz, so all you need is hagalah, end of conversation. The rationale for that is very reasonable. Right now, if my pot absorbs chametz, I'm allowed to eat chametz today. I just had chametz around 10 minutes ago, right? I hope it's mutter. So it's heterabala. That's the pashtus. Right? It's the Ravid makes a lot of sense. Rashi, however, has a shita that's quoted in the Ritva Avodah Zarah. And if you read the Rashi slowly and carefully, he's actually saying it. Rashi says that the reason why Nosar is called Hetera Bola is because Nosar, the moment it becomes Usar, you don't have a shtickle Nosar there. At the moment it becomes Usar, what you have is Blia of Nosar. You have absorbed Nosar. And a blia of an iser is weaker than the iser itself. So I'm going to say the nicer is called hetera bala, because the moment of absorption, it's kosher carbon. Later on, something changed and it becomes aser. Chametz kenzain is different, because at the moment it's absorbed, it is chametz. Right? Unlike Nosar, that the moment it's absorbed is not Nosar, the Shem Nosar does not exist on this item. By Chametz, the Shem Chametz exists on this item. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the Shem Chametz exists all year. We know that from Kachin. Right? There's an Isser of being Machtir Chametz, right? A Mincha cannot be Chametz, etc. There's an Isser of Chametz in the Mikdash. That's an Isser all year long. Chametz is a din all year long. And at the moment it's absorbed, it's already called chametz. There's a shame chametz on it. Unlike Nosar, there is no shame Nosar on it at the moment of absorption. So Rashi's shita is that chametz is considered isurabala rather than heterabala. Ravid says chametz is heterabala. The pashtus is that the Rambam also holds that chametz is hetera bala, and I see this two different ways. You see, the Balei HaTosfos are all bothered by Yestira in Gemaras. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches tells me that the way I kasher a knife is al yedei libun. The Gemara in Psachim Lamed tells me the way I kasher a knife is al yedei hag'ala. So the Balei HaTosfos ask Yestira, okay, how do you kasher a knife, libun or hag'ala? So many of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Tam among them, say that it's different. In Chulin, I'm talking about regular Yisurim. In Pesachim, I'm talking about Chametz v'Pesach. Chametz is Hetera Bola. Chametz is not Yisurim Bola. Other Rishonim have a distinction between maybe the Gemara in Chulin is talking about a different type of knife than the Gemara in Pesachim. Right? Am I talking about a big knife or a small knife? Right, if you go to Golan, it's good food over there. That's an endorsement. If you go to Golan, sometimes they have like that shawarma that's going around and around and around. And like you have to adjust it. You'll take a knife and you move the shawarma. That's mamash al gabi ha'esh. But they don't use a gigantic knife for that. They use like a smaller knife, no? There's a difference between a sakin gun and a sakin katan. That's another mahalach that the Rishonim say. The Rambam, when he presents the halacha of kashering knives in Hilchos Pesach, the Rambam writes, stam, that knives need hag'alah. The Rambam does not distinguish between large knife, small knife. The other sheet in Rishonim is that there's a distinction between whether it's roiv tashmisho, be'isser, or roiv tashmisho, be'heter. The Rambam doesn't make any of these distinctions. The Rambam just writes, knives for Pesach require hag'alah, end of conversation, and that's because the Rambam holds chametz is heterabala. That's what the Magen Mishnah writes on that Rambam, Parakeh of Chametz Matzah. the Magen Mishnah writes this. He writes it Belush Efsher, but okay, good enough. The Efsher of the Magen Mishnah is good enough for me. The Pashtus is that this can explain another sugya. Let's go back. Again, Rashi holds Chametz as Isura Bala. The Rambam holds Chametz is Heteru Bala. Why is it that Chametz and Pesach is Asur B'Mashehu? Most Yisroel Shabbatayra Asur B'Shishim. How come Chametz and Pesach is Asur B'Mashehu? So there are two major reasons that are given by Rishayim. The Rambam writes that the reason why Chametz is Asur B'Mashehu is because it's Dabar Shiyish Matirin. But the din is a Dabar Shiyish Matirin, I feel the Erech HaBotol. Chametz is going to become Mutter, therefore it's a Dabar Shiyish Matirin, therefore it is Asur B'Mashehu. That's the Rambam Shita. There's a chiddush within Chametz of Pesach, that's Asur B'Mashehu, which is that the Iser Mashehu of Dabar Shiyish HaMatirin, according to the Rambam, is even Min B'She'eino Mino. Usually Dabar Shiyish HaMatirin does not apply Min B'She'eino Mino, right? Over here it does, granted. But the Rambam writes often, the Rambam writes Beferish, that Chametz of Pesach is Dabar Shiyish HaMatirin. And that's why it's Asur B'Mashehu. Rashi tells me in Pesachim Chavtes, the chametz of Pesach is asur b'mashehu because of the chumrah of chametz. Chametz is an iser kares. Most isurim in the Torah are just isur. Most isurim of machalos asurim are just isurim which are alav. No, if I eat a behema tmeya, I eat a sheretz. It's alav. I'm not chayiv kares. If I eat chaylev, I'm taka chayiv kares. But chaylev is treif all year long. So therefore, people are bedili minei. People are naturally separated from the chaylev. But chametz is a isur chamor. It's a chi of kares. It's not just an isur lav. And it's something that people are not bedilei minei. So Zok Rashi in Pesachim Chavtes, and because of the chumra of chametz, that's why they say that it is asur b'mashehu. That's why it's not batal. So again, so the Rambam says the reason why chametz is not batal is it's a dabar shiyish l'matirin. The Rashi says that chametz is not batal because of chumrah the chametz. L'cha'ora, Rambam is l'shitasai, because Rambam holds that chametz is heter. So at noch Pesach, right, after Pesach, chametz is going to be mutter again. Right? After Pesach, chametz is going to be mutter again, because before Pesach is mutter, after Pesach, it's mutter, Dabar Shiyish L'Matirin. But Rashi says, I can't invoke Dabar Shiyish L'Matirin because according to Rashi, Chametz is Isur Bala. The shame Chametz exists against your Freilach. The Isur Chametz is all year long. If that's the case, Isur Chametz is all year long. So consequently, it can't be Dabar Shiyish L'Matirin. There's no Matir on the Chametz. The Isser Mashahu of Chametz has to be because of a different reason, a reason of Chumrah de Chametz. Now, I know what you're thinking. Right? You're thinking, hey, Schwartz, like, you forgot about the Isser Chametz Shavarla for Pesach. Right? How can I tell you that according to the Rambam, Chametz is a mutter after Pesach? It's a Dabar Shiyish HaMatirin when there is an Isser Chametz Shavarla for Pesach. So I'll say a few things. It's machlokes hatanoim. It's chametz shavarla b'pesach and iser deiras and iser drabonin. Machlokes Reb Shimon and the rest of Judaism. We assume chametz shavarla b'pesach is an iser drabonin, and we assume it's a knas drabonin. What's the knas? The knas is because I violated an iser chametz. I violated bayir b'yimotzei. Therefore, chachamim punish me, and they say there's an iser chametz shavarla b'pesach. If it's a knas derabonon, what that really means is that fundamentally, ba'ofen ikari, chametz shavar alav ha-pesach is not really an iser chametz. It's an iser that we institute in mitoyras knas. So that's how the Rambam could say chametz is a dover shiyish l'matirin, because according to the Rambam, right, chametz is heter bala, chametz is mutter. After Pesach, chametz is mutter. I can't use that chametz after Pesach yet. I can't use it because I violated an avera of bayir b'yimotzei. I can't use it because it's a knas derabanan. That's why I can't use it. On the fundamental level, for the Rambam, it is a davar shiyish l'matirin because chametz is hetera bola, according to the Rambam. Hi, Brian.
Yeah, can you give sort of a Fetzagala formulation of this?
Yes. In other words, absolutely. In other words, actually in my notes, that's the way I have it, that if it's a knas, so the knas is on the gavra who violated the isra. Again, this is nogea for many sugyas in terms of the din of bittul v'chametz shel aver pesach, in terms of, let's say, an individual is yoyresh chametz shel aver pesach from somebody else. There's a whole bunch of discussions along these lines, but the pashtus is that chametz shel aver lava pesach is a special knas derabbanan. It's a district gavra, if you want to use that word, not a district cheftza, because chametz is fundamentally heter. That's the Rambam shita. Rashi holds chametz is fundamentally iser. But often machshava, years ago, I said as follows. Reb Shai Schechter gave me a sefer by Reb Yochum Dvorkis. Rabbi Yochum Dvorkis is one of these like big tummy chacham that Shai Schechter hangs out with. So he has a sefer called Nesivos HaMenhagim on Pesach. Nice little sefer. So he has like a bit over there where he talks about there are two different comments in the Zohar HaKadosh. Again, I don't learn Zohar. I used to say I'm not old enough to learn Zohar. I am old enough to learn Zohar. I still don't do it. The Zohar HaKadosh in one place says that the Isser of Chametz is like the Isser of Gaiva. Right? Gaiva in the sense of, you know, Chametz, unlike matzah, rises. Gaiva means that you rise up. You don't view yourself like a shuffle. You don't view yourself like a lowly individual. You rise up. That's Chametz according to one approach in the Zohar. There's another approach in the Zohar that Chametz is Dunya D'Yetzer Hara. Chametz is Dunya D'Yetzer Hara, meaning that we should be Jews who are mistapik b'muat. We should be Jews who need the bare minimum. The Yetzer Hara comes to entice us into its snare and to have us get Hanois from Olam Hazeh. Chametz represents Hanois from Olam Hazeh. Chametz is like the Yetzer Hara, according to another approach in the Zohar. Now, Adkan Zohars. Mikan ve'elach is what Schwartz says. So it seems to me, as like, Yetzer Hara is always bad. There ain't nothing good about the Yetzer Hara. Right? Gaiva is not always bad. Right? The Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a Shminah Sheb Shminah of it. The Novi tells us about Vayigba Libo B'Darkei Elohim, that we're supposed to have a little bit of Gaiva when we know that we're serving the Ribbono Shel Olam properly. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Hashem Malach Geyus Lavesh. I know Rav Salvesh had this whole drasha, didn't see Geyus and Gaiva. Let's be honest, it's the same thing. Right? See, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself has an element of Gaiva to him, and we're supposed to imitate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gaiva is not always bad. It can be awful, but gaiva is not always bad. If chametz is isura bola, it makes sense to compare chametz to the Yetzer Hara. But if chametz is hetera bola, so then it makes sense to compare chametz to gaiva, which is not always bad. But even though chametz is not always bad, chametz might be hetera bola, but during Chag HaPesach, chametz is awful. Chametz is our arch enemy. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that the entire yontif of Pesach is that we recognize that everything happened because of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not because of us. No, we don't even mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haganah. Right? Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo hashaliach. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, not ayidei any malachim. Gaiva fundamentally means an individual views himself or herself as being something of importance on his or her own. The opposite of gaiva is not viewing that you're a garnished. It's not viewing yourself like it's mamish dirt, but it's a recognition that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The yesod of the yontif of Pesach is that we have to recognize that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. No? That's why Aniv L'mach, Aniv L'Yisarach. Right? That's why we don't even mention Moshe Rabbeinu, because there's no human involvement. It's Ke'ilu. It all happened by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why chametz, which is semel hagaiva, according to this opinion of the Zohar, is so terrible on Pesach. No? The rest of the year, chametz is not so bad. Chametz is heter. Ashtiko gaiva. Okay, whatever. Pesach. Awful. Okay? Again, it seems to me like this is a possibility in lahalacha. By the way, there seems to be machlokes. By the way, in the Shach and Kuf Chaf Aleph Seif Katan Ches, whether chametz is hetera bala or isura bala. It says in Shulchan Aruch over there in Kuf Chaf Aleph that a machvas usually requires libun. But a machas of chametz only requires hagala. The shach is masbir because chametz is heter. Then the shach quotes from the Ramah of Panu, and I'm explaining this second opinion, the shach, the Ramah of Panu's approach. I'm explaining it according to the way Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page in Shulchan Aruch understands it. The reason why a machvas all year long requires Liban is because the Isser gets into the Machvas directly. Right? Let's talk about Machvas of a Goy. You fry in a Machvas. What does the Goy use for frying? The Goy is going to use lard. Right? That you always need some sort of like oil-based thing when you fry, or else the food will burn. Right? So the Goy is going to use lard. So the lard is going in directly. But the Chametz, generally speaking, the chametz isn't going directly into the frying pan. Right? The chametz is a pancake. Right? Again, until they invented Teflon. So the chametz is not going directly into the frying pan. The chametz is going in the frying pan through the medium of oil. Memela, zakh ramami panu, the difference between chametz and sha'ar isurim is whether the bliya happens directly or indirectly. According to Ramami Panu, if I have, let's say, fleishik that's absorbed directly into a machvas, you would require libon on that. Rebbe Kiva Eger is in disbelief about that nekuda. Right? Let's say I have fleishik, or milchik directly. I put butter in my frying pan. Right? According to the Ramami Panu, I would need libon. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, can it sign? That can't be. That can't be. But the fact is, whatever I want to say about Ramami Panu, and Rebbe Kiva Eger points out that it seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be against Judaism, against the Gemara, but nonetheless, Ramami Panu, unlike the Shach, is assuming that Chametz is Yisura Bola. And he has to come with this fancy shtickel Torah that the chametz enters the frying pan, the pancake enters the frying pan through a medium of oil, right? The Ramav Panu is assuming that chametz is Yisura Bala, unlike the Shach who's assuming that's Heteru Bala. Okay, so far so good. Now, the machlokes between Rashi and Rambam, where the chametz is hetera bala, where chametz is isura bala, has a few other nafkaminas. Remember, Rashi holds chametz is isura bala, so the reason why a machmir, the chametz of Pesach is also b'mashehu, is al tchumra de chametz. The Rambam holds a machmir because chametz is a double shigeshla matirin. Now, what exactly is the chumra de chametz? So we explained a few minutes ago, the chumra de chametz means that there's an iser karis. Right? Most isurei achila don't have an iser karis of them. It's an iser lav, no? I get malchus. But chametz b'pesach is an iser karis. That's what it means that it's, right? The chumra de chametz means that there's an iser karis. That's the pashtus of Rashi. The Rambam says, no, it's a double shish lama tirin. That's why it's also a mashu. So what about chametz on Erev Pesach, let's say, after Dalet Shais, after Heishas, after Vav Shais, pick your hour in Erev Pesach? According to Rashi, the chumra de chametz did not yet set in. Because no matter what I say, I think Rashi holds this actually Bayuma after Chatzais and Erev Pesach. Most Yishenim don't accept that. But even if there's Bayu Rabbi Yimatze, the Chumr of the Chumetz is not out Bayu Rabbi Yimatze. The Chumr of Chumetz is out Kares. And the Issa Kares does not set in until later on in, right? Later on when Erev Pesach is over, it becomes Pesach already. But if I hold like the Rambam, the Chumetz is a Domeshi Shematimin, so in the Chumra, even Erev Pesach, at some point during the day, I'm going to have the Chumr of the Chumetz is also Ramasha. Right? So that's the Shach points this out in Kuf Ches or something, in Kuf Tes, in Kuf Tes. The Shach points this out in Kuf Tes, where the Shach says that a potential nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam is going to be the Isser, whether there's an Isser Mashehu on Erev Pesach. That's one Nekuda. Rav Samuel Pachik in his Shi'urim, page 307, does not like this, but I think it's nice, but the Shas is very nice. Those of you who will be with me sharing every day and next year will try to take this apart a little bit and get behind the sugya even more. So that's one nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam. Another nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam is what's called Chometz Nuksha. What is Chometz Nuksha? So Chometz Nuksha is one of two things. Either it's Chometz, but it's mamish so disgusting that it's not really usable, but it's not so unusable that it's not very lachilas kalav. It's like really just disgusting, rotted chametz. Alternatively, chametz nuksha is chametz that began the process of chimutz, but the process of chimutz was arrested, right? Was stopped. That's the other definition of chametz nuksha. Whatever I say about chametz nuksha, it is aser. It's aser b'hanoa. It's aser b'achila. But there's no chi of kares in chametz nuksha. So if I'm a Rashi Jew, that the reason why chametz is aser b'mashehu is because of the chumrah de chametz. So then a strong case could be made. Again, nothing is airtight, but a very strong case could be made. The chametz nuksha is not aser b'mashehu. If I'm a Rambam yid, and I hold that the reason why Chometz, the Pesach, is also b'mashehu, is because it's a dama sheyesh l'matirin. So Chometz Nuksha is also a dama sheyesh l'matirin. Chometz Nuksha should also be also b'mashehu. Right? That's another nafgamina between Rashi and the Rambam. There might be a third nafgamina, which are Sarah Pachik and Hashir in page 309, 310, 311, right? It actually goes consecutive, the way the Rav speaks about this. 309, then 310, then 311. Maybe that, right? What a going. He has the same stucco there, much consecutive. Okay, but here's the idea. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about whether Chometz or Pesach is Chozer V'Neor or not Chozer V'Neor. What does that mean? Let's say you have Bittul on the Chometz. Or I'll talk about Chozer V'Neor in a different context. Let's say I have Yayin Nesef, and my Yayin Nesef is going into some kosher wine, or it's going into some Mayim. So every drop that comes in is bottle, 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 bottle. If I'm going to reach a certain point, I'm standing there with my medicine dropper all day, right? Similar to because we had in Mikvais about Nasan Savanat Al Sa'ab. But I'm dropping that medicine dropper all day. At some point, it's going to end up being that the majority of what I have, or at least the nice and time amount of what I have, is the formerly treif wine. It was bottle, right? But now I have so much of it, so does it become usher again? Or do I assume no? Right? Is an isser basically permanent, or is the isser revocable? Right, that's the shayla of chozer v'neir. That's normal chozer v'neir. Normal chozer v'neir means that I sit there with my medicine dropper and I add more and more and more iser. Like the Gemara in Pavatama uses the expression kama kama bottle. Like each drop is bottle. Do I assume that acharei kechlos hakol you end up with so much iser that the whole thing becomes aser? The discussion in Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah about Chometz and Pesach, whether it's Chozer v'Neor, is similar. But the pshat is, that if I have chametz, and the chametz is in this arev with non-chametz food, an erev Pesach, or before Pesach, today, the chametz is in this arev with other food, do I assume that once Pesach comes, it is chozer v'neir? Once Pesach comes, even though it was not considered chametz beforehand, but the iser chametz comes back into play. That's a shav chozer v'neir. Unlike regular chozer v'neir, when I'm adding more and more and more iser, there's a new maisa. Over here, it's chozer v'neir without a new maisa. So it's a really interesting type of chozer v'neir. Now, the Rambam said the chametz on Pesach is chozer v'neir. The Rush says chametz on Pesach is not chozer v'neir. What's this machlokes? Sort of Soloveitchik, 309, 310, 311. The Rav explains that according to the Rambam, chametz with Pesach was never bottle. Because heter beheter is not bottle. An iser is bottle beheter. A heter beheter is never going to be bottle. So my chametz falls into other stuff. So heter beheter, it's not bottle. Comes along Pesach, so then I'm going to say, whoa. Now it became iser. Chick, chack, boom. But according to Rashi, maybe, right? According to the Rush, definitely. The din is that chametz and Pesach is not chozer v'neir. Why is it not chozer v'neir? Because there was an iser beforehand. An iser is batel b'heter. You want to say it's chozer v'neir ordinarily? Yeah, but that's only when I keep on adding more and more iser. Over here, I'm not adding anything new. Over here, I am, what's it called? No? Over here, it just became Pesach. Can I say it's Chozer V'Neir? So according to Rashi and the Rush, you can't, according to the Rush for sure, according to Rashi, we are suggesting it cannot be Chozer V'Neir because they hold the Chametz is Yisur Bala. Rabbi Sabolovsky has like a famous case. A woman called him Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, she's baking a cake, and she's baking a cake with matzah meal. Again, this is a school where she uses only non-gebruchs items. She's baking a matzah meal cake, and she notices that some of the matzah meal she uses is the Passover matzah meal. Some of the matzah meal she uses is the not-for-Passover-use matzah meal. Oh my gosh, like what happens in this case? So this is disasters. On Alpi Halacha, there are three snifim mahakel. One snif mahakel is that there's a machlekes mechaber ramah, where the chametz of Pesach is chozer v'neir or not chozer v'neir. The Ramah distinguishes between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. That lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir, yavish b'yavish is chozer v'neir. Kemach b'kemach, there's a machlokes between the shach and the bach or something at the beginning of Kuftes, where the kemach b'kemach is treated like lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. This will be coming out of your ears next year, Mitzah. Hashem, but right, this is svara that could be not chozer v'neir. Right, if the kemach the kemach is considered lach b'lach and lach b'lach is not chozer v'neir. The best reason why the cake was mutter is because if you call the company who makes not for Passover use matzah meal, they'll tell you that the not for Passover use matzah meal is exactly the same as the Passover use matzah meal. The thing is, they just don't have the special mashkiach there to make sure. Okay. I'd say that we don't say this publicly, but it's going to be on YU Torah, so people know it. But, okay, so Zayin. So basically what we have is a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, let's say, where the chametz of Pesach is called Hetera Bala or is it called Isura Bala. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Mishpudin and the Askela'is of chametz, Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Shpudin and the Askelais, so they require Libun. That's Tafnun Aleph Sef Dalet. You require Libun in the spirit of Hametz. Tafnun Beis, we have another halacha of Kashrin Kalim, which is that you're supposed to, you can't kasher a Kalim if you're going to make more stuff treif in the process of kashering. And kashering is a big mystery. I have a treif pot. I put the treif pot into water, and then it becomes kasher. How does that happen? No? It's treif in the real. L'cha'ira, being treif should mean that it becomes It makes more stuff treif. How does treif plus now treif water become kasher? How does that work? So there are two approaches. One approach is that you need shishim in the water, can they give the keli? The other approach is that you need a davar pull game in the water, right? And that way the iser is not going, that way the iser will not go into the water and become usher further, right? If I don't have the davar pull game or the shishim, so what I would have is what's called nakar nati isura. I'd have the tam in pot number one, is nice and tam into pot number two, right? And it's nakar nati isura. It should make the, or nice and tam into the water and into pot number two. Nice and tam, nakar nati isura is going to be a problem. But the halacha is that nakar nati hetera is mutter. Now, dagem sha'alu b'kaira, right? If you have fish on a fleshiga plate, hot fish on a fleshiga plate, so therefore you can eat it with kutach, you can eat it with milchik salad dressing. Not right now, the hetera. You have kosher meat in the kosher plate, it goes into the fish, not bar nat, no? And everything is still mutter, so therefore I could put the milchik dressing on it, that's not bar nat, the hetera. So not bar nat, the isur is also, not bar nat, the hetera is mutter. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch, on the one hand, the spit of chametz requires libun. That means it's considered like isura, bona. On the other hand, the machaber paskins that if I kasher my kalim before the chametz becomes usar, I don't need shishim. And I don't need davar plagim in the water. Because chametz is heter. It would be napanat hetera. So I got to steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So based on the steer in the Mishnah Brura goes to town and he says fundamentally we treat chametz with Pesach like it is Isura Bala, and there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch and we pass against Isura Bala. That's why the Mishnah Brura wants Judaism. Rav Shecht, I've heard from him many, many times, says in his opinion chametz is fundamentally Hetera Bala. The only thing is that there's a chumra in the Shulchan Aruch that nishkud yishikasher al yedei libun, but fundamentally it is hetera bala. That's what Rav Shechter says. Mamash changes all Judaism, no? How do I kasher my oven for Pesach? So in Rav Eider's Sefer, he quotes it as a machlekes between Moshe Feinstein and Baron Kahar. Moshe Feinstein says that the steam, let's say I buy a apartment, and my previous tenant was cooking pig in the oven. So Moshe feels that the steam from the pig that goes up to the oven, right, it's ke'ilu a piece of chazer, touches the dofnei tanur, which is mamish hot, requires libun chamor. Take a blowtorch, 750 degrees, that's how you kasher an oven. Bein chametz, anything, that's where Vayder calls her Moshe. Rabbi Aaron Kotler says, come on, what you have is the Zaya of the Chazer that goes up. The Zaya of a Dover is not exactly the same as the Dover. Therefore, you don't need Libun. But theoretically, Hagol is good enough. And Libun Kal, getting it to, let's say, for the temperature Shakash Nisraf, right? But Fahrenheit 451 is when paper is Nisraf. Kash Nisraf is, I think, a little bit lower than that. You get it to that temperature of Kash Nisraf, so it's going to be Libun Kal, and Libun Kal works for Kash and Pesach. According to Avsalom Veitchik, he used to say that all year long, if I buy an apartment from a guy, I need Libun in my oven, because it's Mamish and Isra. But for Pesach, fundamentally, I need only Hag'olah, so Libun Kal works. Because chametz with Pesach is hetera bala, that's how we paskin me'ikar hadin. That's why Rav Shechter says it from the Rav. Right? So all year long, I would need libun, but I would hagolah would suffice for inyanei Pesach. There's so much more to say on these topics. We're just like scratching the surface, but we're supposed to dive a mincha. Okay, guys, Amir Hashem, tomorrow. I think I'm going to talk about a little bit more about the Isser of chametz and how it pertains to matzah. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. And okay, shkayach.